Shad. That's not the days. That's 6 lines before the Mishnah. Hello. Somebody says to his wife, I banned myself from having tashmish with you. And he does have tashmish with her. He's over bal yachol. Zok the rush. Right away, let's do the rush. Zok the rush. No, the rush is in the next Gemara. Frank the Gemara. But mishtabed la midaraisa. A man is obligated to his wife to have time for her. Midaraisa. Siv Sheira, Susa Vainasa La Yigra. Her clothing, her food, her clothing, and her time, which means spending time with her, he cannot diminish. So how can the nether remove a Shibud Deraisa? It is a Shibud Deraisa. That means let's learn the rush over here. Lakim Natira Nishtabidla. Hale Kasha Le, the Gemara does not ask. Hey Chal Haneder B'Shoyin Hazeh. How is the Neder Chal using this language? The Be'inan Achi Yasser Achef Etzolav. The Gemara should have asked, you can't make a Neder, I won't. It has to be on an item. If not, it's a Dover, it's not, you can't, that's a Shvua. Right? So the Gemara didn't ask that. Why? B'chai Gavno L'Havi Neder. Who answered his Hatsum L'Sham Hashima? He answered himself. B'chai Gavno L'Havi Neder. So the Pshitalei, the Iri Ba'isar Atashmish Olav, right, that he answered the pleasure on Tashmish, I'm sorry, right, on himself. The Pshitalei, the Gemara knew, the Iri Ba'isar Atashmish Olav, Kigonda Amar, Hanas, Tashmish, well, it should be Hanas, Hanas, this rush is a little difficult to words. Basically, what the rush is going to say is, the Gemara knew that he answered Gufay mitashmish. The Gemara knew that the answer to that question is, just like we answered Bani Yasha, he held kind of Aini Bishina, he banned his eyes from sleep. Here it's also, he banned his body from Tashmish. The Gemara knew the answer to that question. That's why the Gemara didn't ask it.
For sure,
no, he answered the body.
Himself.
No. He says, my body should be forbidden from tashmish. His body is an item. My eye should be forbidden for sleep. That's not a shvua. Not I won't sleep. My eyes are forbidden from sleep. The eyes are an item. That's what the Gemara had answered before. And if a guy says, he bans his eyes from sleep. Yes, on his limb, on his eyes. His eyes are banned from sleep.
Yes.
The Gemara uses the term, the Rush uses the term, his body. But you're right. He bans his body from doing that action. Doesn't say a word about it.
That's the problem with the Rush. It doesn't say
word
pleasure.
Rush is not word
I said the Rush, this is a, you know what? Okay, you know what? In order to read this rush well, we have to do the answer to Gemara. Let's do the answer to Gemara. We'll come back to this rush. And for the Gemara, so the first kasha of the Gemara is, if you have a shibud, you can't ban the shibud. You owe somebody something. You can't say, my body is banned from paying debts. I'm sorry. You owe somebody money. You have to pay the debt. This guy owes this woman this time. How can he ban himself from paying his debt that he has to her? She's not Michael.
Then
we'll worry about it, but that's not a normal case. The guy's banning his wife from Tashmish. Himself from having Tashmish with his wife. So why isn't that going against his obligation to give his wife Tashmish? That's one of his obligations to his wife. Enver de Gemara. The Amr of Kahana. Enver de Gemara. Ba'im ha'nos Tashmish yechalai. He didn't ban her. He said, it's usher to me. My body is forbidden to have pleasure from Tashmish. So he's not banning her. He's banning himself. If he's banning himself, that's not going directly against his obligation. It puts him in a position
he can't fulfill
his obligation. But yet, He cannot say, I have banned you from Kashmish. Can't say that.
Ultimately, the result
is the same. But one is taking on the Shibud head on, and one is removing the ability to keep the Shibud. He can, again, we've learned before that a netter can be chal on an item, even though it's going to work out that he's not going to do a mitzvah. The sukkah is banned for me. So he can't sit in the sukkah. He never said, I'm going against the mitzvah of sukkah. He banned the item. The result is the same. But he's doing it in a way that he's not confronting the obligation directly.
Well, the sukkah is it's going on the other thing, not himself. You're
having the problem here again. The Gemara said if a bad person bans his eyes, that's considered banning an item. I understand what you're asking me, but you could have asked the same thing by the eyes. But it's not a shul, it's a netter. He's banning the item of his eyes. He's banning his body from enjoying Tashmish. He's not swearing not to do anything. He's banning his body. His body becomes forbidden to have Tashmish. That what happens
is... If he says, I'm banning my body from going to sukkah, that's okay?
He can ban the sukkah on him, and he can ban his body from entering the sukkah. Not really. I don't know if you can do that, because the body... Maybe.
Obligation.
Right. Okay.
This might be analogized.
I got to finish the Gemara before we analyze it. Yamar of Kahana, Tashmishi Alecha Kaifanayitza Misham Shasai. My Tashmish is forbidden to you. We force him and have Tashmish. The Shabudim Shabbatai. He cannot take on his obligation directly. And Nas Tashmishi Chalai. The Tashmish should be forbidden to me, Aser. You can't force him to have something that he's not allowed to have. He can't ban her from having to... The words in the Mishnah was, Kainam Shani Misham Sheikh, which meant, I ban my body from having Tashmish with you. Because it bans her, he's going directly against the Shibud. Here he's not going directly against the Shibud. He's going to ban himself from having the pleasure from Tashmish. So that is not head first against his obligation.
So I ban myself from paying my debt. I'm not going head first against the debt.
You can't. No. Because here he's banning himself from a pleasure. There, what is he banning himself from?
An obligation to.
You can't ban yourself from an obligation.
That's what he's doing.
No, again, one is direct and one is indirect.
So I'm not paying my debt. I'm just banning myself from paying.
How can you ban yourself from paying?
How could you ban yourself from doing?
Because you don't want the pleasure.
That's
indirect. You can't ban yourself from paying a debt because that doesn't have anything to do with you. If you had pleasure from paying a debt, we could talk about it. I want to read the Rush. Not the Rush.
Same Rush.
I'm starting again. Now we come to Tyre Mishabit Law. Halei Kasha Lehechal and Nezer Beloshen Hazem. The Be'inon Achi Yasser Achei Betolov. You need that he should ban the item. Who Asher Es As Nafshe Melusham Hashima. And he's banning himself. Kai Gavno have a Nezer. So the Pshita Lehe the Ayri Ba'isra Tashmish Olof. Kigod Amar Hanoas Tashmish Shechalai. Which is the Maskon of the Gemara. So the Kvadigdig Beloshen Shani Yashan, we already answered by sleep. The Lehavi Dafka doesn't mean he said he won't sleep. Ella Hakashalai. So Lehchashal Dafdig Bekan. So it didn't re-ask the question, how can he ban himself from doing Tashmish? The answer is he's not banning himself from doing Tashmish, he's banning his body. Ella Hakashalai. Kivan the Meshubad Loshen Chayyab Bainasa, Heich Yachol Avkir Shibuda. Now the Kimay Oyser Peres Chavera Chavera. Here the Rush says it distinctly, clearly. If I said to you, you can't have pleasure from your own fruit, you would say to me, excuse me, how can you ban my fruit from me? Well, she has a right to his tashmish. How can he ban her tashmish from herself? Her right to tashmish is like her tashmish. Like telling a person, you can't eat your own fruit. You have no control over that. It's hers. Any shibud means it's hers. She has that right. You're banning her right. How do you ban her right? They ain't by Mamber, right? They ain't Mamber, it doesn't mean anything. But Aima has another Tashmish Shikalai. The Yesh, like Kayach Lester, it's Atzmai, Shloya Enemy Menom. He can ban himself. He can't ban her. He's not banning her. He's banning himself, which ultimately affects her. But it's not direct, it's not doing her. It's banning himself. He's a participant, and he can ban his participation if he can't have the pleasure.
That's not going against the Torah.
No, it's not going against the Torah because, again, it's like the guy that banned the sukkah on himself.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but no. If the Russian answered, it's true that he said, but you know what? He really meant shvua.
Again, the Gemara is assuming it's a nether. Again, I'm not going to get involved. The Gemara is assuming it's
nether. No, I'm just saying.
But the Gemara is assuming it's nether. So if it's nether, so then it's not shvua.
I understand, but I'm saying it before. We had this whole thing about sometimes it says Lishmua, Lishmua.
It can't work here because then the answer to the Gemara would make no sense. Anas Tashmish Shekhalai is not a Shua. Yes, doctor, you want to say something?
Would this be analogous to someone who goes on a ship voyage for several weeks? This is something which is perfectly legal for him to do.
Not really. Not true. Not without her permission. Husband cannot leave his wife. The Gemara and Subban gives the guidelines of how long he can leave without her permission when he goes to learn. Now, there's some latitude, but it's not like he can just leave when he wants to. There's an obligation.
Let's take this matter that he does not have to ask for permission.
No. I don't have it. She doesn't want it. But he's not touching her. He's saying, what can I do? I can't.
When he's in the
liver,
he's not touching
her. No. He has an obligation not to go to Illyria. He doesn't have an obligation to ban him, not to ban himself.
Right.
A guy's sick.
Right.
There's no chiyuv right now. Even if she wants it, but he's sick. He can't.
Here's the difference. Still take that as the example.
Okay, now, over here...
Rabbi, can I ask you a quick question? Was there no attempt to ban these types of shavuos because of the overarching social concerns? Shalom bias here, someone banning himself from a sukkah, not performing the mitzvah. Was there no rabbanim that said, we don't want this to happen socially, even though biblically you can do it?
They did, and it's in Subbos that says if a person does this for X amount of weeks, he has to divorce his wife, he has to pay her extra money for the Subbos. There are all kinds of rabbinic corrections here that come into effect. But this Gemara is not dealing with what's going to happen to them. We want to know whether the netter worked.
Yeah.
If it worked, now we have consequences. The Gemara in Subbos in the 7th Perek deals with consequences of a person who bans his wife from Tashmish, bans himself from the pleasure from Tashmish. Now we have to deal with the fact that we have a marriage that we have to continue or not continue, and the Gemara deals with it at length in the 7th Fairy King Sabbath. But the Gemara here is not interested in that. The Gemara here is interested in the netter itself. Did it work?
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
What was the case you had earlier about the wife?
He said, I banned my wife like my mother. It's not how. It's not a netter.
No, Roger.
I thought you said, like, how these questions, since we're so concerned about the stuff.
Again, that was only just the opposite. There he made a netter that wasn't a netter. Didn't work. So we make him do Atar's Nadarim to teach him not to make the Darim against his wife. There are consequences to this.
But this would have the same kind of thing.
Again, let's go back. There are consequences to this. After 2 weeks, he has to divorce her. That wasn't a netter. That was a nothing. In order for us to teach him not to make the darb, we treat it like it was a netter. This is a neder. Now, yes.
Also, the other part of my question was, is there a difference between this particular neder and a monetary obligation? That monetary obligation exists outside of the personal interest, as well as being time independent, whereas Goshmish is an act in time and is a bodily obligation.
I mean, I don't think the time business. I'll just tell you, that's what I said before. He's having pleasure from Tashmish, so he can ban that because he's involved. He can't ban paying the debt because that's nothing to do with him. It's no, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why didn't the Holy Cross now? In the first case, it says, Shatna Hennessy, if you go to your father's house.
Shatna Hennessy. If you go, that's just limiting her from going. That's not asking her. That becomes her decision. Now, what happens if she does become Aser? Again, look into Gemara and Subas. What happens in a marriage that this happens? See, this is half the story. This half of the story is only to see, was the neder valid? We're not interested now in the consequences of their marriage. Learn Subas, and that's what's discussed over there.
So the Hana itself is not tangible. Hana itself is not tangible. It's like sleeping.
But the body from having pleasure is tangible. That's the Rush did say that.
The Rush
says the Gemara knew the answer from the Gemara before of sleep. That's exactly what the Rush is bringing out.
Where the Rush doesn't say body.
Dr. Rush, we already asked the question by Shani Yashan. Which means look at the answer there, and it applies here. Mitzvahs are not considered pleasurable. Mitzvahs are obligatory. Let's give. Again. The Rishayim ask Akasha, we have a rule called Mitzvahs Lava Hennessy. A person bans himself from enjoying the Kyle Schiefer. If he enjoys music, he's allowed to listen to the Schiefer. Because Mitzvahs Lava Hennessy. A person bans himself from listening to Schiefer. He's allowed to listen to the Schiefer. Because if he bans himself from pleasure of Schiefer, doing the mitzvah is not called a pleasure. Mitzvahs are not considered pleasurable, they're obligatory. So why over here, if he bans himself from having Tashmish, it's a mitzvah to have Tashmish. He has Peruvu if he doesn't have kids. He has Aina, so it's a mitzvah. So why over here is the Nerechal? Mitzvahs are not pleasurable. There's a major machlokes v'shaynim, and that's why I'm mentioning it, because this is a shas machlokes v'shaynim. The Ran answers that that's only true if there's no bodily pleasure. If a person has bodily pleasure, you can't say mitzvahs are not pleasurable. Mitzvahs are not pleasurable means keeping a mitzvah is not a pleasure. You might feel good you kept a mitzvah, but it wasn't your choice. You had a mitzvah to do, so you did it. That's not called pleasure. But if you enjoy it bodily, then you can't say mitzvahs lav lehenesed. For instance, if a person bans himself from enjoying water, from enjoying cold water, and he has to go to the mikvah. So he's allowed to go in the winter, and he's not allowed to go in the summer. Because in the summer, he has physical pleasure. He can't deny the physical pleasure. Mitzvah Lava Hennessy means the fact that I kept a mitzvah, and people feel great when they keep a mitzvah, that's not called a pleasure. Because you're carrying out obligation. Whether you like it or not, you're going to do it. But if you have a separate bodily pleasure while you're doing the mitzvah, some mitzvahs are enjoyable. Some mitzvahs are not necessarily physical enjoyable. Sitting in a sukkah might not be physically enjoyable, depending on the weather outside. The fact I sat in the sukkah and I feel great, that's not a pleasure. But if I enjoy it physically, Dr. Ron, we don't say mitzvah lava hennessy. This is the Ron Shita throughout Shas. The Rajba has a different answer. Because your mitzvah, a pru or pu, it doesn't answer I not, but he answers pru or pu. You can keep with another wife. You can go marry somebody else. Your mitzvah doesn't obligate you to have to live with this wife. So therefore you can ban yourself from this wife, and you can keep your mitzvah, go marry somebody else. It's not that the mitzvah requires with her. Therefore, we don't say mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu. Mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu means you have to do it this way. There's no other way to do the mitzvah. Here you have other ways to do the mitzvah. That's the Rashi. That's the Rashi Meshita.
Like Rabbi said, it talks about food, clothing, and
so Oina is a different question that the Rashi addresses by saying Oina is only a rabbinic mitzvah, not a biblical mitzvah. Not so simple, but that's what the Rashi says in the Ramzan. Yeah, the Gemara uses the term deraisa because it's based on a pasuk, but it's only rabbinic obligation, and therefore that's what the Rashi says and the Rashi says. Therefore, that can't be moving at it. But the that's what the Ramban says. I'm not going to get involved now, but that's what the Ramban says. So the this is the Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban is a widely quoted Ramban that mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu means the mitzvah is not called pleasurable, but the bodily pleasure that comes with the mitzvah cannot be denied that it is pleasurable.
What's the form of his matter? He's banning
himself from the pleasure of Tashmish.
With her?
Yeah.
But not with the other wife?
No, from her. I don't want to receive pleasure from you.
Is the beautiful sounds of the shofar Anas Kufo?
Depends on how much he likes music. Usually not. You ask me what I enjoy about the shofar? Not the sounds. You know, the whole yesterday year, I don't listen to the shofar till Elul. Till Elul, I don't listen to the shofar. If I enjoyed it, why would I be listening to it? I don't enjoy the shofar. I enjoy the fact that I kept the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah derives of shofar. That's not a physical enjoyment. That's a halacha. It's a mitzvah enjoyment. People are enjoying Yom Kippur because they get kaparas avinus. Not a physical pleasure.
So when a person,
and they eat a meal, that's a physical pleasure.
Some people go to the Cleveland Orchestra, whatever that is. I don't know what that even is, but someone said there is. Such,
yeah, but it's not the Schaefer sound that makes it enjoyable.
No,
I don't think so.
You hear the music.
Again, if you want to think it's God,
there's
nothing to ask. If you happen to enjoy the Schaefer music, it would be awesome.
Really?
Yes, that's what Duran says. It's just that I don't know any people that enjoy the Schaefer music. If you do, then you'd be us.